This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air right now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the list, the stories, top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 list for the people that have been most discussed according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list every week at talkers.com with lots of other stories about what's going on in the news talk radio world, the news talk radio business. It is a business. It's fun. It's exciting. Colorful people. Alex Jones is in court and he's losing. How about that? That's a sub story, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, because we do talk about the personalities as well as the issues and the stories. I don't know if anything more needs to be said other than that, Michael. What do you think?
I think you said a lot.
I did.
Thank you.
So what should I do?
I think you should go into the stories, the top 10 stories of the week. I think that would be a fabulous thing for you to do.
Okay, Boomer, I will. At number 10.
We're going to do that. That's you and me. If you're going to do that, I'm putting my finger right on your nose. Right on your nose.
Oh. At number 10, we have the OK Boomer meme, and we could talk about that as we go through this. At number 9, we have health care reform, race relations, and gun control. At number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. But don't panic. It ain't the end of the world. At number 7, ABC News, Epstein case allegations. That's a big story. At number 6, we have the Mormon family murder in Mexico, and that's tied with immigration reform, and they are connected. At number 5, U.S. official withdrawal from the Paris Accord, and that's tied into climate change. Both of those are at number 5. At number 4, we have U.S.-China relations, and that's tied with the economy, and they are connected at number 4. At number 3, the Trump tax returns ruling. At number 2, Tuesday's elections and the 2020 presidential race. So we have the 2019 and 2020 elections at number 2. And at number 1, we have a tie between two topics that have been there for about 3 or 4 weeks now, and they are connected, the impeachment process and the Ukraine affair. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Amy Robach and Virginia Roberts-Giuffre. At number 9, Bernie Sanders. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren. Joe and Hunter Biden are at number 7. At number 6, we have Alexander Vindman, Bill Taylor, and Tim Morrison. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi are tied at 5. John Bolton is at 4. Mike Pence and Jennifer Williams at 3. Rudy Giuliani at 2. Donald Trump is at number 1. Wild week in the wilderness.
Did you see all of the lawyers that Giuliani hired?
Perhaps he's going to need them. Are you there?
Every once in a while, I'm going to cough. I've had bacterial pneumonia this week.
Oh, I'm glad that we're not in the same room.
Well, I'm breathing. I'm trying not to breathe directly into the mic so that you won't get it, nor will the people who are listening. It's certainly the worst is way over. One day this week, I really felt. Ooh.
What is bacterial pneumonia?
When bacteria get into your lungs and they don't get out, your immune system needs to be working at a perfect way to get the stuff out of your lungs. It's something that happens in my case. I was at my niece's wedding last weekend and somebody sneezed right in my face.
Oh,
and
gosh.
That sort of, who knows what that person had inside his body, but this came down about 3 days after that. So,
you sound good. Do you feel lousy?
Yeah, no, I feel great. I felt terrible in the middle of the week. I took one morning and didn't show up until a couple hours after the program started, and I went to bed at 8 o'clock. And it got to the point. You know, I don't believe much in popular medicine and the term, taking drugs and stuff. But for this, I needed drugs. They call it a Z-Pack, something that is done to fight the bacterial infection, get rid of the I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but you're going to have a lot of yucca bungas coming up when you're cleaning up Mucinex and then things like that, and then get it all out of your system. But it's ugly. Not much fun, actually.
Unfortunate. Wow.
Yes, it is.
That.
All right, so we're moving into, let's, I want to, if you wouldn't mind going with me for a minute here, number eight, let's see, number seven, eight, and nine on the people list. All of those people, I would think, I want to know what you think, what you've heard, ought to be shaking in their boots with the late week announcement that Michael Bloomberg apparently is looking at his chances to be the Democratic nominee. What do you think of that? That'd be great conversation, won't it, for great news talk radio hosts and stations?
Well, it'd certainly be great conversation, and there's a difference between great conversation and anything that really will make a material difference. My gut feeling is that Michael Bloomberg will not resonate with either the press or the voters, and that his campaign will be a fizzled-out dud. That's just my gut feeling. I have nothing to go on other than my gut feeling. But yes, to your point, it will add another dimension to the conversation about the Democratic presidential race.
I don't agree with you, but that's okay. We don't all have to agree. Maybe it's because it's hopeful or wishful thinking on my part. I would like to see some sanity. I don't see anybody on the Democratic side other than Biden, maybe, who could actually govern and have the support of a lot of people. Certainly Elizabeth Warren doesn't hack it when it comes to actually, you know, she's there with the numbers at the moment because the people who vote in the primaries, the people who are the base, are normally on the right, way right of center, and on the left, way left of center. So you don't really, unless you're voting in the primaries, and you ought to, you're not really getting a say in who really runs. And so that's why they come up with a lot of bonehead, even, you know, in big national politics like John Kerry. Who's going to vote for him? How did he get to the ticket? And, you know, the same, you can say the same for some of the people that run on the Republican side. So I'm hopeful about Bloomberg because I think he brings some respect and dignity and ideas, intelligence to what is otherwise on both sides a really flat, foiled field. How's that?
All right. Well, I mean, you know, what you're saying may, you know, certainly come to fruition. I don't know what's going to happen, but I shared my gut feeling. My feeling is that people will see it as just another billionaire, actually a bigger billionaire than Trump, and hardly as colorful. So if you have one egotistical billionaire versus another egotistical billionaire, maybe we're better off with the one that's more entertaining.
No, I think we're better off to have somebody who had some panache and has the ability to get people together and work things out.
Well, then
out.
I have to cancel you and as my friend and can
yes,
no longer
okay.
talk to you.
Well, okay, so I'll do the rest of the show by myself, or you're going to do the rest of the show by yourself?
We can both do the shows by ourselves and go stereo. I don't know.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that this is going to be interesting, and we'll see how it plays out. If, in fact, he runs, it's a giant maybe at this point in this conversation.
Right.
It might change over the weekend as the weekend falls, you know, as the news falls out. So we'll see.
Yes. Plenty of other things here. You obviously want to talk about the OK Boomer meme. Because you've used that several times since we
started. Well, how could I resist? It's a number 10, and I'm coming on with the OK Boomer meme, and you said, you know, will you do it? It was just a great line to say, OK Boomer.
OK Boomer!
OK Boomer is what's called a clapback. It's a nasty way of responding to somebody.
Putting people into their place, supposedly.
Yeah, if you're a millennial and some boomer says something with which you disagree, it's OK Boomer, which basically portrays boomers as being out of touch and ultimately responsible for all the ills of the world. Interestingly, I am a boomer. We used to blame the greatest generation for that. Yeah. We used to blame our parents for all the ills of the world. I guess that's just a time-honored tradition, is you blame the generation before you for the ills, and you blame the generation coming up after you as not being prepared to take on the problems. Just this goes all the way back to the ancient scrolls that they find from Egypt and beyond. This has always been an issue between the generations. So on the floor of Parliament in New Zealand, a 25-year-old legislator was making a speech about climate change, and one of the older legislators was heckling her, as they do in some of these parliamentary countries. They heckle each other when they're speaking.
Yeah.
And she turned and looked at him and said, "Okay, boomer." And it resonated. It went viral around the world. All the millennials are thrilled. And there you have it. We have the beginning, the first shot, the first major shot heard around the world of the generational war between the millennials and the boomers.
It's interesting how the Italians this past week became the first country to mandate climate change education in their schools, which was brought about by the education minister, who's a boomer. So we can back to the okay boomer. Okay, here's somebody who's in touch with reality, depending on what your point of view is, I guess, with climate change. That's a big. We have that as a part of our number five item this week, right? The withdrawal from the Paris peace. The Paris Accord.
Not peace, the climate accord.
What of significance, though? What does that really mean to those of us who live in America? What's the practical impact of that, do you think?
I guess it's symbolic. I guess it's an international declaration that consciousness raising, that there are things that we as a world of nations need to do to evolve and transition into a sustainable and renewable energy paradigm, as opposed to the oil and the noxious
fossil fuel.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah,
I answer the question. Whether it'll be effective, I don't know, but things start with raising consciousness.
Yeah, raising awareness, that sort of thing. Right. You're right, exactly. Maybe raising empathy for some of the places around the world that you see having impact, the climate change is having impact on things that maybe, even we'll talk about this next week in the East Coast or the Midwest, the East Coast, is going to be as cold as it normally is the 1st of January, only for a day. But still, a lot of people say, oh, climate change, look at this, global warming.
Yeah, but you can't really judge global warming by any isolated, geographically isolated perspective. You have to just take the total temperature of the planet and the average of that.
Literally and figuratively.
Right, yeah. And then track it back years to, since we began collecting that data. And it indicates the planet is getting warmer, whether it's being caused by cars or whether it's being caused by other causes. Is what the debate is about, but I don't think there's any argument over the fact that we do have to transition to sustainable energy and clean up the planet. I mean, plastics in the ocean and toxins in our air. I mean,
it's
very dangerous, and to have it totally politicized as a left versus right economic issue is understandable, but unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed. Here's something we can also agree on. The fact that MyPillow is the standard, setting the standard for helpful, restful sleep. The most comfortable mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases. Now, they've gone one step further. MyPillow introduces towels that work. Towels that actually dry you. The towel six-pack. Now, for those of you who are DJV listeners, use the code DJV. At MyPillow.com, the towel six-pack. Two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, 100% cotton, 100% manufactured in the USA. If you have problems with towels, I think I have. I used to talk about this all the time. Most of the towels you buy in the store don't dry you. They just push the water around. If you've ever noticed that, and you're thinking that, then this is the solution to that problem. Find the towels at mytowel.com. Good day. At mypillow.com. Use the code DJV to save on the towels, on the mattresses, the mattress toppers, everything you need for a good night's rest. Be comfortable, clean, warm, all that good stuff. This is the next, the natural progression of MyPillow. Towels that work. Check them out along with all the other fabulous things that will help you sleep better at mypillow.com. Buy them, save money, use the code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the...
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Horoscopically looking at what has gone on this week, these are the charts from the Bible of the talk radio industry. It's the talkers list. November 4th to the 8th is the week. The top stories are on one list, and the people who have been discussed by news talk radio professionals, listened to by the folks, the editorial staff at Talkers Magazine. So the impeachment process and what's going on there, when you, I don't know if you did any shows this week that were just regular talk radio programs, I'm having a hard time finding a new angle on this. And you? The people that are, it's going to be, this guy's is brought, they give him a subpoena and he says, no, I'm not going. So, what's next here? He's trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat. As much as the showtime.
You know, I call it hearings and smearings. The thing that I find fascinating about this, particularly in my position as the publisher of a radio trade in an opinionated field, is how both sides are so, they make such a case for the rightness of their cause that if you talk to, it's like two different planets. I've never seen any issue so polarized, and it's almost as if facts don't count. So I've come to the conclusion that both sides stink.
It's good for you. Congratulations.
And I say that with a degree of levity. I hope people aren't insulted. Our side doesn't stink. Get off the radio. No, both sides have large targets. If you want to find things wrong with the Democrats, and if you want to find things wrong with the Republicans, if you want to find things wrong with Donald Trump, and you want to find things wrong with all the people that are now trying to run against him, you'll find plenty wrong all the way around. So it's not like right versus wrong. It's wrong versus wrong. And that's the way I see it, and that's what I've been talking about.
Yeah. I think there was something that you said, and I'm just actually trying to find it now, that I didn't ask you about a week or two ago. I'm looking through the list, by the way. This is a fabulous list. If you go to talkers.com, see the list of Michael Harrison interviews. And Darlene Love is there. Right about that time, there was something that you did about schmoes or something, and I
oh, I quid pro schmo.
Schmo, that was it. Yeah, quid pro. So,
and it can be taken either way. A lot of people, everybody was angry. Oh, are you saying that Donald Trump is a schmo? Are you saying that the people that are criticizing him are schmoes? And again, they're all schmoes. But that's just me. I don't mean to insult anybody, but I have.
So then, don't apologize for it. You didn't mean to.
I'm a nice person. That's always been my weakness. My weakness as a broadcaster is that I'm a little soft-hearted.
Right.
And
so that's really my problem too. Apparently, that's why we like each other.
I don't find you as nice as I am.
Oh, of course not. You know, I don't find you as nice as I am either.
I'm sorry to laugh at my own jokes. Right. See, I'm apologizing
fine.
Again.
Good.
I just am not the type of person who will come on and go, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the smartest person in the world, and I come up with an opinion on every complex issue.
We'll leave that to Alex Jones.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, these guys, their job is to have an opinion about everything instantly. And we all know the human brain is not smart enough to do that, especially when you don't have all the details.
You know, I've had every major consultant in the business working on my program at one time or another over the syndicated show the past 31 years. And they used to, early on, tell me, like Michael Packer would say, he's a consultant, most people don't know him, you got to have an opinion. And I never gave my opinion. Remember when you and I used to talk about that way back when? I didn't give an opinion. I would talk about the realities of a situation, but I didn't tell you what I thought. And everybody says, you got to have an opinion. So, and I am, by nature, fairly opinionated, pretty opinionated. And so I just became more natural and more opinionated. And so we were like, wow, that's a lot better. I didn't ever think anybody cared what my opinion was, frankly. Maybe that's a shortage of stalwart thinking from when I was a child. So here we go, folks, a little inward retrospective here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is seriously considering a run for the White House, as the billionaire businessman is reportedly today going to file for Alabama's Democratic primary. On the Republican side, the former U.S. Senator from that state, Jeff Sessions, who went on to become Attorney General for a while in the Trump administration, says he wants that Senate seat back. so he can help support President Trump.
We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing.
Sessions was speaking on Fox News. The National Rifle Association's ending its lawsuit against San Francisco for labeling it a domestic terrorist organization. The group dropping the suit yesterday after city officials said they were only expressing an opinion and were not ordering a boycott. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 34 at the hour if you're keeping track of time. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week comes on this program to go through the stories. We talk about some of the elements of the talk radio business. I'm Doug Steffen. We've both been veterans of the talk radio wars.
Don't you love that drama?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a veteran of not only the talk radio wars, but the music radio wars.
Yeah,
they were the same wars as the wars we have with talk.
Right. You know? So, for talk radio, is it getting... there was a thing you did in Talkers, I think it was last week, about ratings and sort of talk radio coming back around out of the summer. Music is more popular than talk conversation. People are not focused now. We're focused on the election, is it, or is it just general information? What's the, you know, if you look at
the continuing focus on the power of the process, Donald Trump and the presidency and all of that sort of thing, it is somewhat repetitive, but there's a danger if we don't play the hits. If we're
I don't know. I think with Trump, the hits keep changing. Yeah. It would be like having the number one record be re-recorded every day with a different take, with different musicians, or different lyrics. The story changes constantly. Donald Trump has changed the nature of news. So Donald Trump, take away the opinions, take away what's right and what's wrong, take away what's best for the country, and just look at it purely from the standpoint of the media's business. Donald Trump is great material, and he's been gold for the media that deals in current events. What's happening is the polarization is getting so defined that people no longer refer to it or regard it as a spectator sport. It's now becoming a blood sport. What's happening is people are, a new report from the American Psychological Association indicates that 56% of the American public is stressed out in an unhealthy way by the 2020 election. How do you like them apples?
Yeah. Well, that's why when I talk about Michael Bloomberg, there seems to be a rallying, whether it carries through or not. But here's somebody other than Trump to talk about, to focus on, or somebody other than the names we've been talking about for a year or more. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, all those names are on and have been on the people list at Talkers Magazine for the better part of a year.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is with presidential elections. These presidential elections are a major, major touchstone in the long-range cycle of news talk radio and news. Yeah. Presidential elections, a four-year cycle. And now that we're always in a campaign, it never stops. So that is to be, you know, expected. But there's one thing that you should keep in mind. There is a very, very, very large segment of the population, a significant number of people, who love Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
I believe Donald Trump has the largest segment of the population of any of the names that we're mentioning who are absolutely loyal to him and love him. He has the biggest gang in the schoolyard. So it is the wrong assumption to think that the entire country is disgusted with Trump, but there's nobody.
Oh, I think you're right. Oh, yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Yep, no question about it. Let me ask you, there's one of our colleagues, Lars Larson, you have a story about him in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. He was the one, apparently, who was first to name the whistleblower.
Yeah.
And how did we know how he got that information? I didn't ask.
I told him. I'm kidding.
Okay. And I told you. So
that's right. And Kara told you.
Yes,
so
she did.
No, the truth of the matter is, I understand it's illegal to do that. I'm not fully educated. You should ask Steve Wiseman when he's on. What is this thing about it's illegal to name whistleblowers' names? What law is that, and what are the consequences? And
good
how
idea.
Is it?
I'll ask him.
Yeah, and he'll know because he knows everything. He's unbelievable.
He does.
I think he's artificial intelligence.
Yeah. I've told you this, Wiseman. For those of you who are wondering, he's on the program pretty much every week. He's one of the few people that I've ever taught. He and I, well, like you, we've all been friends longer than we can remember how it all got put together.
Longer than our senility allows us to remember.
Yeah, right, to remember. So I have said this many times, actually, on the air to him and to others. I've never, ever asked him a question that he didn't skip a beat and have an answer that was intelligent or articulate. Never. And I can't say that for anybody, even once in a while, you and I. Okay, so how do we approach that? But with him, it's always zam, bing, bang, boom, right to the heart of it, and with an intelligent, credible answer to a question. So,
and anybody who thinks that all lawyers are terrible people, he is the certain example of why that's not true.
Yeah.
He's also one of the nicest people I've ever met.
He's a very good guy.
He's very, very good guy, yeah.
Right, yep. Can I bring you...
Just to finish, don't lose your thought. I definitely, back to Lars Larson, I would love to have a better knowledge of what the laws around and what the ethics of revealing the name of the whistleblower mean in context. That's all.
All right. That's on my notes here. Law and ethics.
Right.
To ask Wiseman about it. Okay. Ethics. And Kara will remind, Kara, by the way, Kara, we refer to Kara often. Kara Schillen is the producer in the control room in our studio in Washington.
An incredible young woman.
Yes, she is. She's done a fabulous job on this program and all the other things that I do. She's become an expert in Doug Steffen. Whether that's good, bad, or indifferent remains to be seen. Number seven this week on the countdown is the this Epstein story. And I wonder out loud whether that woman really didn't know the mic was on, or she really wanted this information to get out in some way, shape, or form. Those of you who are not familiar with it, either Michael, you or I can tell the story about how apparently ABC had the goods on Epstein and the management killed the story.
Yeah, and she revealed it in an open mic that she didn't know about any
I'm not so sure either,
and there's no way we'll ever know. We're not in her head. We don't know. But the point is, the information came out. It's embarrassing that ABC had the Epstein story, and now the general conjecture is that they covered it up because they didn't want their friend Bill Clinton to be implicated in the dirty deeds that hanging around with the...
Plus, they got a call from Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, the Prince of
Dershowitz was in I guess the whole bunch of... What a can of worms. Good God.
Well, they are allegedly slime balls. You notice I use the word allegedly.
Yes, and the slime ball knew it. What's the other hearings and smearings?
And if it were in Brooklyn, it'd be hearings and schmearings.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that.
Quid pro schmo.
So what do we talk about? What's our angle? What's the News Talk Radio angle on this?
Oh, there is no angle. There is an angle.
See,
the mainstream media is protecting Clinton. Yeah. They have no problem going after the Republicans, and they have no problem going after Trump and all of his, you know, dirty deeds done dirt cheap. But Clinton, they protect. That's the conservative news talk radio take on it. And maybe it's true. I'm not knocking it. Look, this is back to what I said about both sides. If the paragons of virtue are Donald Trump versus Bill Clinton, I mean, you know, give me a guy born in Kenya. I'll take that any day over these type of terrible allegations native-born American citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the things that we talk about. Look at the things we dig up, from conspiracy theories to total BS to covering up things that are shocking.
Mm-hmm. Well, does Trump think he's protected by the... He's not protected by the news media, but is he protected by the party? And do enough people in the party pay no attention to those who are trying to pull him down?
My opinion is that Trump feels he is protected by his loyal base and the party that he has over a barrel because of his connection to the base. I believe that is his rationale for proceeding forward without a terrible amount of fear. Although I do think in his heart of hearts, Trump is a very frightened man, as are all authoritarian leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're always trying to... Well, they're always looking over their shoulder. I mean, that's not an easy way to live.
Lies the head that wears the crown.
Ah, really? Write that one down. See if you remember that. Go to talkers.com for the complete list of the stories and the people. In a moment, we're going to find out who Michael is chatting with this week on his MH interview and what the rap is all about. Right now, my rap is on your teeth, your smile. How white is it? You want to have a product that delivers visible long-term oral care benefits without any harmful chemicals. That's why you need, that's why you want, that's why you demand a product like Power Swabs that has been studied up the wazoo, as they say. I don't think that's a clinical term, but I'm happy to apply it because it has been. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent that comes in a tube. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes, those stains that you've gotten from coffee and tea and smoking and drinking and all those other bad habits, you can keep doing them, but the signs of them will disappear. Right, 5 minutes and two shades better, and then the next 5-6 days, do it again, and before you know it, your teeth will be like they were when you were a baby. Power swabs. I mean, they look like a nice, bright, white smile. It's not, let's face it, it's distracting. Got yellow, stained teeth. Ugh, who wants to look at that? 800-208-1797. That's the main connection line to power swabs. And you heard it right here. Get 50% off. Mention my name if you like. Get 50% off the retail price and go for it. Go get at it. Whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. It's nice to look and feel good and feel confident about how you look. And that's what happens with a brighter, whiter smile. You get it safely with power swabs, the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Get it at 800-208-1797, a half price with the code DJV.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work, and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, Michael. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, the conversation with the Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, which you can find at mhinterview.com, also at talkers.com, with Michael Zwirling. Now, a lot of people may not know, unless you're in the business, who Michael Z is. Someone that you and I both like. He's a character. So
he's an eccentric. He's an eccentric, fiercely independent radio station owner out in Santa Cruz, California,
yeah,
with whom we have a long-term friendship and relationship, and it's kind of a beacon of light for people that want to see radio stations deeply involved in their community and a platform for a bunch of interesting, colorful, crazy people.
Yeah. Well, he's not crazy. But
he's crazy, baby.
He's like those of us. I think all of us who have survived, come on, anybody who's survived in this world for as long as we all have to be somewhat crazy, idiosyncratic maybe, whatever it is that my daughter says, Daddy, you're so strange, and she means it lovingly. But I mean, Carol would probably tell you, and other people that worked with me before, I'm not like everybody else, and neither are you.
Yeah, well, I think
I
think all human beings are crazy. I think all human beings deal with severe mental issues to one degree or another.
Really? What's yours?
I'm not talking about me.
Everybody's got one.
I think we all deal with emotional imbalances.
I think you're right. Yeah,
and it's part of reality to be a human.
The point, maybe what happens, and I'll tell you this from my point of view, I'm very open about this, the best therapy I've ever had and continue to have is being on the radio 5-6 days a week. That's therapy
for you. It's therapy
fabulous
for you.
Fabulous therapy. Yeah. Therapy.
Yeah. And it's a good vent for you. And many people, their jobs and their work is a release.
Yes, absolutely. You're correct. 100% correct. Check out the MH interview, mhinterview.com. Also, the wonk thing. What do we call this? That other thing? The Michael Harrison.
MH Rap with a W.
Rap.
MHRap.com.
Thank you, Michael.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for us to continue on the Talk Radio Review with conversational Steve Wiseman. I like that. Now you got a new adjective to describe you. You're not only a lawyer, college professor, you're a conversationalist. Here's conversationalist Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I kind of like the sound of that, actually. Okay, so we have a mission here. Michael Harrison and I were talking about you in glowing terms earlier on the countdown. And one of the things he said to me was, why don't you get Wiseman to explain why it is illegal? We were talking about Lars Larson out in Portland being the one who named the whistleblower first.
Yeah.
And so I guess we were wondering, what about the legal aspects of this, the ethical aspects of naming a whistleblower? Why is it illegal? Is he likely to be in trouble? What's the story?
You know, it's very complex as far as legally goes, particularly if it comes from someone in the media. Interestingly enough, the whistleblower's lawyers sent a cease and desist letter just this week to the president and his attorneys, indicating that his comments about the whistleblower and trying to find out the name and someone should take action, you know, were kind of like code words that put this man and his family in some real physical danger. You know, first of all, the whole focus on the whistleblower is very different than most whistleblowing situations, because in this, the whistleblower was the first person to report that the president had had what it appears to be inappropriate conversations and pressure on Ukrainian officials. Since that, in most whistleblower situations, they're the one person who has that information. In this situation, what you have has been repeated witnesses already testifying before Congress confirming this. I mean, the whistleblower is kind of sort of like in the high school catalyst. He put the thing into motion, but he's pretty irrelevant. So I think there are political aspects of the idea of disclosing who he is. But the biggest thing and the biggest reason why the laws do protect the privacy of whistleblowers is because the whole idea is to encourage people to come forward without having the possibilities of retribution. And that's why we do have provisions like that in the law. That being said, the media before has brought out names and things that otherwise would be privileged and have not been held responsible. So this is going to be it's a close call with Larson.
Well, I'm thinking as you go through that of Edward Snowden, he didn't get much of a fair shot at not. I mean, he was a whistleblower and he hasn't been protected.
Although, you know, the thing is, Snowden, he's a fascinating character because on the one hand, he really brought to light a lot of things that Americans had no idea that the government was doing that were entirely wrong. On the other hand, he turned over some of our secret codes and what we call zero-day defects, which is used in intelligence, to Russia and others. To me, that comes pretty damn close to treason. So I liked his initial message, but I didn't like what he did as far as giving up actual serious government secrets that could affect national security.
Yeah, so he went too far a little bit, but the original part, I was happy that he exposed some of this stuff. Okay, Trump's tax returns number 3 on the list this week. Tax alert, or what is the, is it legal for him? He's not required to have to put up his tax returns, right?
It's a combination of things. Candidates don't have to do it. You know, while he was running, he said, well, I want to do it, I'm going to do it, but I'm under audit. Well, under audit has absolutely nothing to do with whether you can
release
your tax
return. Sounded good, though. Sounded good.
Yeah, it did. It sounded good, but it was just out and out false, and I think the media should have reported better on that. The claims that for his tax returns are coming from a couple of places. They're coming from investigations in New York with the Manhattan DA that have a legitimate need for these. They went to a grand jury. The grand jury asked for it. The courts.
Why do they want it? What are they going to do with it? What do they need it for?
It actually is looking into some, I think, issues regarding real estate and things that he had done in New York that may not have been proper. And as far as the House of Representatives, the law specifically says they do have the right for oversight and to see into his tax return. So the law is pretty much on the side of those wanting to see these.
All right, there it is. All the things you need to know, at least the legality. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.